This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Agent Planet.
Last few touches. I'll just add a nice sign. Welcome to Unicornville, City of Dreams, and I'm done. Hi, Agent Planet. Do you like this town I've built?
Unicornville?
Your point is?
Nothing. It's very nice, but I think you've not included a few things.
You're joking, right? Look, it's got stables for the unicorns and a unicorn road and transportation systems which connect to the unicorn residential areas with, well, anywhere unicorns want to go.
All right, let me just switch off the lights.
Lights? I haven't put any street lights in. And if I need light, I'm going to need electricity.
People need power to work and live. It doesn't have to be electricity, but whatever it is, it needs to be readily available.
I think I can put a grid under the ground, carrying the power.
And while you're down there, I don't want to be rude, but I'm guessing there's going to be some, waste from all those unicorns.
Waste collections? I wonder if I could get the fairies to organise that. Unicorns are rubbish at picking things up. It's the hooves.
Now you're thinking. But what about another kind of waste?
Oh, right. I'll put a bunch of pipes down here to carry it all to a unicorn waste recycling factory.
Is that a thing?
It is now. Talking about rubbish, I'm rubbish at town planning.
No, you're not. Town planning is just about making choices. Often there will be differing views about the best way to set things up.
How do they ever reach a decision?
They try to keep three things in mind. First of all, making sure the plans are inclusive. That means taking everyone's needs into account. Secondly, plans need to be resilient.
So they stand the test of time.
And thirdly, plans should be sustainable, to meet the needs of the present generation without preventing the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
I think unicorns have pretty simple needs, really. Even still, this is tough.
Well, also remember that there isn't just one way of doing things. Different towns will have different people living there.
Yeah, you should see Trollville. That's not somewhere you'd want to visit.
Not quite what I meant. The main thing is to try to make sure you've taken into account the needs of everyone who lives there or might visit.
I've got a brilliant unicorn galloping meadow. I think they'll enjoy using that, and lots of shops selling rainbow treats.
Brilliant. Places to relax like parks are exactly the sort of things planners try to include. And you've thought about what the unicorns might like to eat and made sure they can easily get there.
So, lighting and power, waste removal, and places to relax, to buy food. Have I got everything covered off?
It looks pretty good. Let's see what the unicorns think. Looks like they approve.
Agent Planet. Created with support from the Royal Town Planning Institute. Find out more at funkidslive.com/agent.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.